The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, here we are. It's Mother's Day, 2016, May 8th. And I'm sitting back thinking about Mom. And I'm sitting back thinking about my two daughters. And when I think about my mother and my daughters, it makes me think about, well, my grandmothers. And it makes many of you think about your daughters and your mothers and your wife. It makes you think about the women in your life. And it makes me think about the number one threats to women on this planet today. Instead of just offering up some platitudes about how much I love women, I just want to say I love humanity. And we look at the multi-thousand percentage point increases in only Western countries of breast cancer since the 1940s, almost 70 years ago. And it makes me realize that the people running this system really don't care about women in the final equation. All they care about is treating the mystery illnesses that are only expanding and only getting worse by the second. But secondarily, when I think about women and women's, quote, issues, which to me are just human issues, there is no separation between men and women. We're the same species. We are the species. It makes me think about 1,500,000,000 people worldwide that live under Islamic rule. And in almost every country in the world and region controlled by the Islamicists, which only gets radical and more radical as time goes on, women wear hoods over their heads. They're not allowed to drive their own automobiles. They can be murdered and tortured and killed anytime the, quote, men in their family say it's okay. They're property. And that's why when I see Saudi Arabia and our government and others working together to put radical Wahhabist, Sunni, Islamic teaching into place and to be taught in public schools and colleges around the United States and Europe as well, and I see anti-free speech laws being put into place in Europe to arrest people that raise the alarm about this orchestrated invasion, it makes my blood boil. When we come back from break, from this first segment, I'm going to tell you a story. Just a few nights ago, I took my daughters and some family out to eat at the local mall. Went to a restaurant there. The girls wanted some shoes. And the mall was literally, the word would be crawling, with slaves. The mall was filled everywhere I went with women wearing full coverings over their heads. I don't just mean hijabs or hijabs. I mean the full beekeeper suits. And understand something, folks. If you go to Saudi Arabia and you try to preach the Christian gospel, you're executed. Bare minimum, arrested. Tortured. If you are a homosexual, you are executed. But nobody cares about that. No, no, no. It's the evil Alex Jones coming out and saying, Europe's brought in 5 million, the United States has brought in a massive number, they keep it safe. I'm going to cover that in the next segment. And women are absolutely oppressed, and London just elected their first Muslim mayor, on and on and on. I've known a lot of great Muslim people, but they're what you call the heretics, the people that aren't following what's going on. Because Islam has had different periods in its history. But undoubtedly, it is a political and sociological control grid with religion as a backdrop. And it's taken over much of the world. And it is absolutely, totally, and completely out of control. And it's time to have a real discussion about this, because when I see a bunch of women wearing beekeeper suits, wearing masks over their faces, it's because those women are slaves. It'd be like if I went to the mall and suddenly saw slaves from, you know, before the 1860s with chains around their necks, sitting there waiting for their master to come pick them up. I would be offended. I would be upset. I would be scared. and it made me fear for my daughters and the future of this country. We'll be back, and we'll break it all down. I'm Alex Jones.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, here we are. Another Mother's Day has come. I'm sure another Mother's Day would have gone. We're all supposed to buy Mom some chocolates or some flowers, and I take her out for a nice lunch and maybe rub her feet before she takes a hot bath and goes to bed at night. And you know what? I think all that's a great idea, because mothers and the women in our lives, period, are one of the most precious things that go on this planet as human beings. And women, why, they cherish their men as well and supposedly take good care of them. But I'll tell you something. We need to start thinking about the human community as a whole and what the social engineers are doing and what their agenda is for this planet. Instead of just focusing in on a little innocent and easy sentimental things we do. Sure, it's important to give Mom flowers, but isn't it more important, let's say, if Mom is 70 years old and just doesn't seem to have her memory anymore, and just doesn't seem to have energy anymore? Isn't it important to actually research and find out that if she leads a sedentary lifestyle, that absolutely leads to neuron degeneration in her brain? And if she would just walk around the block one time a day, why, Mom might live 20 years longer and have a much better life? I've got the statistics and the articles right in front of me. I'm going to go over some of them and give you the headlines in a moment. Oh, but that's nosy to get involved and try to warn Mom. Oh, and maybe Mom is 65 years old or 60 and suddenly she doesn't have the memory or the energy. Don't go look at the mainline studies about vitamin B12 and how gut flora is dead and how most people can't absorb it after age 50. And so that's one big reason we see so many neurological disorders. No. Don't educate Mom or Dad, for that matter, about vitamin B12. The average person who's just 30 years old or so in this country, you can look it up, has the vitamin B12 absorption level in their brain of a 75 to 80 year old person. Look it up. Oh, but just forget that. I'm being pessimistic. Give her a box of chocolates. That's much easier than actually being involved and trying to talk to Mom about what's happening to her. But I'll tell you what's even easier. I'll tell you what's even more politically correct to do, okay? Because that's the way to go. Don't warn Mom, or your daughters for that matter, about the fact that there's an orchestrated massive Islamic invasion with 5 million, quote, refugee invaders shipped in by the EU into Europe, or the Lord knows how many brought into this country because it's kept secret. Ignore the fact that in those Muslim nations, women can't drive, and women don't have any basic rights, and women can be burned to death or drowned or have acid thrown on their faces or be stoned to death or have their throats slit or be hung because their husband feels like they were rude to him. Let's not hear anything from the feminists about that. Let's not hear any discussions about that. No. Yeah, that's my big issue here on Mother's Day. I, a few days ago, took my daughters and my son out to eat
at a local mall. And mind you, I've been in Europe and I've been in other major cities, but let me tell you, I've never seen anything like it. Everywhere I went at the Barton Creek Mall was absolutely filled with women wearing full head covering with just a slit where their eyes were. And you know what was so upsetting about that? I can't go to their countries and teach the gospel. I'd be arrested or killed. Literally, Saudi Arabia, you name it. If you're, quote, gay, you're killed. But that's okay for the left. They don't care. Let's bring this here en masse, and let's let these people call the shots, and let's change our culture to comply with theirs. Because that's how much the globalists hate the Renaissance and the West, where the real freedom for women and everybody else and the end of slavery basically came from. And that's why I'm so upset, because those poor women look completely scared and completely freaked out from their body language. And there were big groups of them all over the mall. Because, you see, in their countries, they're hardly ever allowed to even go out, even though they're wearing hoods over their heads. I didn't see their men anywhere, by the way. Their society is so incredibly completely segregated. But what was amazing was I realized that if I was at the mall and I saw, let's say, a group of 20 black people with chains around their necks as slaves, I would be incredibly upset and say, slavery's been outlawed. What are you doing? But these were women brought into this country who will be beaten within an inch of their lives or killed, routinely are in the U.S., if they dare to try to take the hoods off their heads, if they dare to try to drive a car or get a job or live their life, or, God forbid, leave their supposed religion, because it's a giant cult. While the media attacks Christianity and pulls crosses down and attacks Christmas and tells Christians they can't have Christmas cards and finds little girls with Bibles in their backpacks at school and takes them away and suspends them, we've all seen the stories. As all this anti-Christian garbage goes on with our tolerant, loving religion, we have to sit there and see the most radical Islamicists the world has ever seen brought into this country in mass. And then, when they carry out terror attacks in our country, the citizens lose our rights. That's what's even sicker. And then there's somebody like Donald Trump. How dare Donald Trump say, hey, we're not vetting any of the refugees. They're not even checking their passports or IDs, which is admitted. Until we check them and find out what's happening, we got to cut it all off. Oh my gosh, he's such a racist. But Saudi Arabia won't take one of these so-called refugees that are almost all invaders that went into Syria out of other Muslim countries. Oh, and Donald Trump's so evil. Let me continue with all the bad things Donald Trump's done because he's so bad. Donald Trump said Mexico has the most stringent immigration in this hemisphere and forced labor for a year and tortures people that come in illegally. He just said we should vet people that have criminal past and ship them back because so many criminals are coming over to our country. Oh, he's so horrible. Mainstream television told me so. So that's the big question here today. Why does the establishment want to bring these people in? What's their end game? And why does the mainstream media act like Donald Trump is a bad person when they know he's telling the truth? Because there's a globalist agenda to bring this country and Europe down, because we're the birthplace of basic liberty and the Renaissance and the human enlightenment, and they want to get rid of real liberalism, Thomas Jefferson 1776 style, and radical Islamicists that are taking over Islam are perfectly compatible and work like a horse and carriage with the radical left and the social justice warriors that want to shut down free speech. Coming up in the next hour, live in studio, Joe Biggs with Anthony Gucciardi. Joe Biggs, who was just out in Oregon just yesterday with the social justice warriors trying to attack Trump supporters at a rally, trying to block cars, attacking people, waving Mexican flags in mass and communist hammer and sickle flags in mass. The videos are up on Infowars.com. Living in the bosom of freedom with all these electronics and all the food and all the entertainment, where lazy people cannot even work and basically live better than poor people anywhere else in the world. They sit around and bitch and complain and say they want communism, or they want us to be Mexico, which is a collapsed, failed state. These are a bunch of ignorant morons brainwashed by mainstream media and the colleges and the high schools that universally teach this crap, because the elites that have taken this country over are hell-bent on bringing this republic down. And so they take these couch potato people, whether they be white, black, Hispanic, it doesn't matter, and they fill them full of the most mindless, brainwashed garbage you can imagine, and then fill them full of all this anti-Western, anti-white crud to bring down the megabank's last obstacle that is any thinking, sentient human on this planet. And they want to bring down the West so hardworking, smart, intelligent, dynamic, incredible people from Asia, from Africa, from Latin America, from Eastern Europe don't have anywhere to run. The truth is America isn't perfect and Western Europe isn't perfect, but it's the only place that ever got set up with any basic semblance of a free market system, and it created so much wealth that the American system threatened the hegemonic, crony, centralized systems of the robber barons, the royalty, and others, and so they've established their corporate world government to come in and destroy all that. And as soon as they've destroyed the engine of liberty and the engine of progress, and there's nothing to compete with them, they're going to come in with their giant robot factories and leverage out all of their competition and make everyone sign on and sell out their humanity for the baubles these factories produce, and it's game over. Dictatorship 2.0 worldwide. We'll be back with the latest news and intel. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
My stories are almost over. And then I'm going to turn the mic over to Anthony Gucciardi and Joe Biggs. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Again, thank you so much for joining us on this live, original, worldwide broadcast, the 8th day of May, 2016. And I sound a little angry. I sound a little aggressive. And it's because I am angry. I am aggressive. I see our open, loving society being used by social engineers to bring down our cherished republic and replace it with a very nasty form of authoritarianism. And I see the United Nations and other organizations set up by the Rockefeller family in the last 70 years openly establishing a world government that's waging war against the nation state. And I see these arrogant propagandists demonizing Donald Trump because he would dare be a nationalist and would defend sovereignty of our country and bring forward the idea that America first is what our country was founded on and what it should be based on. Yes, any nation is supposedly founded on the nation's sovereignty and interest being first, and that means the liberties and the freedoms of the citizens being first. That's why I've told Donald Trump on and off air, for America to be great again, she must be free again. But before I hand the baton to the rest of the crew for their live reports in studio, let's go over some of the supposed headlines. We're told by the mainstream media that things are getting nasty because Trump is coming out and exposing that Hillary, quote, is nasty and that she is mean and an enabler of Bill Clinton, who settled rape cases. Well, thank God that we see Trump trumping all of her claims that she represents women when she is a, by every yardstick, a vampiric political creature feeding on humanity. But when I look at the RNC, aren't they a bigger threat than even Hillary? The Rince Priebuses and the George Wills that told us our popular votes never counted, it didn't matter in the primaries. But the good news is that arrogant attempt to tell us that didn't work. It blew up in their faces, showing them that the veneer of civilization and the population buying their fraud is peeling back very, very quickly. These are the people that have presided over all these illegal wars, over the NSA spying, over the open borders, over all the jihadis being brought in, over all of the incredible government bureaucracy and corruption selectively enforced to shut down small companies and mom-and-pop operations. And then they have the nerve, the Bushes and the George Wills and the Republican establishment, to point their fingers at Donald Trump and Donald Trump supporters and to gang up on the American people with the communist Chinese government and Mexican presidents and the Pope and the Saudi royalty and all this other garbage in the British government and criticize Donald Trump and tell us who we can't have and tell us what we must do, when they're the ones that have been presiding over the decline of our republic for decades, and Donald Trump has never even had a chance at the helm to try to reverse any of this. What does that tell you about Trump? Why are they afraid of him? Because, again, he's a nationalist. He doesn't want to work within their system.
He wants to have fair deals for this country. This nation's openness was used to be infiltrated by foreign governments and many others and major corporations to set up incredible scams. Listen, if you're a globalist and you can guarantee to shut down most of the power plants in the U.S., you've just ensured that the jobs go to Mexico, China, and India. And you find the very globalists doing it so arrogant. The head of the UN program, Pacharia, years ago, who was shutting down coal plants in England, was opening them as they were shut down in India, using the plants shut down in England as the set aside, quote, basically green space or easement to set him up in India with his inside deal for his family. This is how stupid they think we are. This is the type of garbage they have, where the UK and Germany and France and Spain and Portugal and Greece can't have power plants that are totally clean, but Mexico and China can. And it's not because we're trying to hurt the Mexican or Chinese people. We don't want them to have one-sided deals, though it's not fair. The globalists don't let them get any of the spoils, the booty, the goods from the jobs being shipped there. The jobs are being shipped there because they've got oligarchies and corrupt systems that totally control the people. And this is what we're talking about. This is what Trump is pointing out. Trump's not perfect, but listen to me. This is so important. Trump isn't perfect, but Trump doesn't hate America. Trump fundamentally has a sense, and so do I and so do you, of fairness. He's not out to get America. And that's why he is an anti-globalist. And that's why in his foreign policy speech, he said globalism is the problem, and it's fundamentally unfair, and it's about a bunch of special interests shutting the country down. And he's been told, like other billionaires I know have been told, the plan for post-industrialization, and he is saying no. How could we not stand with an American who's under all this foreign attack? How could we not stand with an American who's saying such things that are common sense? The majority of libertarians and patriots and conservatives, and even a lot of liberals I know, are backing Trump. His numbers are much higher than even the media says. But I am ashamed that close to 40% of the American people hate Trump and buy into mainstream media. And if you want to see who this collection of dupes and very sad idiots are, go to Infowars.com and see the video we put out last week of anti-Trump rallies in California attacking free speech. DrudgeReport.com, others link to it. Just one version of the video has 4 million views. All total, it's got about 14 million. It's anti-Trump rioters gone wild, uncensored. But there's a whole bunch of other videos just shot Friday and Saturday by Joe Biggs and our crew out in Oregon, just as bad. Anti-free speech, anti-liberty. And you see these people in the lap of liberty, in the lap of all the services and things this country has to offer that rivals almost any nation on earth. And we're not perfect. And they don't know how North Korea is, or how Russia was, or how Venezuela is. They don't have any sense. They don't have any idea. They don't have any imagination because they are so incredibly dumbed down. Obama came out and said, my election did not create post-racial society. No, he energized racial division, divide and conquer. And the AP had a quote of him saying, U.S. in better place than when he graduated college. He also says we have the best economy we've ever had. Meanwhile, we have a video on Infowars.com of a Bernie supporter calls for the end of cash. That's the headline. Oregon hippie says all private ownership and cash must end. But that's only in the U.S. When Obama a few months ago was down in Argentina, he said communism and capitalism can work together. You have communism locally in your country, but multinationals are free market. That's right. You're a slave at a Foxconn Apple factory in China with communist military controlling you as a slave. We just call it communism, so it's trendy, and all the liberals back in the U.S. love it. It must be great. You know, the communist Chinese execute gays, but that's okay. Who cares? It's trendy as long as Mao's for it. But then, internationally, the multinationals aren't communists. They're free market, tax exempt, and they feed off the slave combine that is communism. We're going to go to break, come back. I'm going to talk about the neocons and the anti-free speechers attacking Trump. And one of them is Glenn Beck. And we'll talk about the big controversy that's brewing because I've been criticizing him as a Benedict Arnold. Stay with us.
2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ, and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Surreal to turn on your computer on Friday afternoon to check the latest headlines and to see the top headline on drugsreport.com. Alex Jones, Glenn Beck on fire with evil. Subheadline, a prancing demon. And that story was up there as one of the top stories until Saturday evening when the headline changed. Radio war.
Alex Jones slams Glenn Beck as a psychopath who wants to be a cult leader. Look, I'll be honest with you. Glenn Beck has been a bully, doing things behind the scenes to myself, Ron Paul, and others for 8 or 9 years. And I've talked some about it, but I've tried to turn the other cheek. But when he started saying that millions of voters that were supporting Donald Trump were supporting a devil worshiper and this serpent, and that, you know, you were Christian if you were for Cruz, you were a devil if you were for Trump, that type of cult-like behavior needs to be answered with aggressive truth. And so I'm not retracting what I've said, but it's done in the spirit of standing up against a bully. And I don't want to spend my time bashing other talk show hosts. Beck has done some good over the years with Agenda 21 and other issues like that. But so many other times, you know, he said, we knew something about Ron Paul, why his supporters are terrorists that want to blow things up. They got something called a money bomb. This was years into Ron Paul's money bombs. You know, just so many things he's done like that. So much disinformation. That when he got so arrogant and was calling everybody devils, I basically came out and said, look, you're a devil, buddy. The way you behave, the way you operate, and I'm tired of you. But I'll be honest. Some of my anger was at Priebus and at George Will and the Republican establishment itself saying your local votes don't count. You know, we're the party. We're the sovereigns. Your mere plurality doesn't count. I mean, they actually said that. And then I would see the clips online and on Drudge of Glenn Beck saying, you're anointed, Cruz. You've won the popular vote. There's a landslide. Donald Trump's a crybaby losing. Drudge Report, you know, is anti-Christian. I've never seen a website run so many stories pro-Christian when Christians are being slaughtered and persecuted around the world and crosses are being pulled down and the war on Christmas. I mean, quite frankly, 10 years ago, Drudge was reporting on the war on Christmas and I wasn't aware of it. I was more of a libertarian then and just kind of poo-pooed right-wing stuff. I learned about the war on Christmas from Drudge Report. Now I know it's real. Now it's out in the open. They're trying to basically ban it, okay? Everybody knows it's real now. And they're also trying to ban costume parties and everything else and the words mother and father. But just to see that too, that's just one example of hundreds of inversions of reality that make me so angry. And so he started it. He said it first. He's been attacking me. Most people agree with me. I'd say 90%. I mean, Glenn Beck is in trouble. He admits he's falling apart. 40-something people laid off just this week. A few months ago, dozens laid off. All sorts. But I don't want Glenn Beck to go under. I want him to come up for air and be a patriot. And just wake up and stop attacking people. Donald Trump and Matt Drudge and Alex Jones didn't screw the country over. We didn't open the borders. We didn't bankrupt the country. We didn't sign on to derivatives. We didn't bring the jihadis in. We didn't pass Obamacare. We didn't ship the jobs overseas. We didn't shut down the coal plants. We didn't sit there and do all this stuff. The globalists did. And we're saying we don't like it. So I don't want to hear we're the devil and we're the problem and we're the end of the world and we're anti-Christian and all this bull. So that's why I punched back. You punch me or you punch people I support and people I admire. I'm coming after you. That's how I work. But man, I don't take pleasure watching you just writhe around and implode, okay? So I'm done talking about it. It's out of control. And I'm sure tomorrow on the radio show we'll have to respond more because he's saying all sorts of garbage. Now, let's get into some positive news. I'm going to hand the baton to Anthony Gucciardi. You just type into search engine vitamin B12 deficiencies, depression, Alzheimer's, mental illness. It's all over the place. And I'm going to cover some of those articles in a moment. You type in to any search engine, there's hundreds of articles and major studies admitting that a walk in the park, a walk in the woods every day boosts your overall happiness, releases key chemicals in your brain, endorphins that are meant to make you happy. Absolutely. It's this artificial environment that's killing us. And so for all the negative things I cover, I want to let you know that's so we can recognize what's good from the bad. You got to expose the bad, which the globals don't want to do, so that you can recognize it and basically curtail it, control it, reduce it. But you can go to the Atlantic and read how walking in nature prevents depression. A study finds that wild environments boost well-being by reducing obsessive negative thoughts. So just go out and take a walk after the show, but think about positive ways to wake somebody up. We got to be positive about telling the truth.
then taking action. And believe me, I'm preaching to myself here. I'm going to go take a walk after the show today. Here's another one out of Live Science. It's also in the Wall Street Journal. Low B12 seen in aging, autism, and schizophrenia. See? Boom. And you've got to get real organic vitamin B12. And yes, this is a plug. We sell the best methylcobalamin, pure vitamin B12 out there, Secret 12, at InfoWarsStore.com. But I don't care where you get it. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. Just real vitamin B12. You've got parents that don't know who they are. You know, you've got early onset of neurological disorders in people. So much of it, if you look at the studies, is because the gut's not absorbing the vitamin B12. You got to get it through injections or sublingual under the tongue, okay? Just vitamin B12, folks, is a game changer. Just real organic vitamin C or folic acid, game changer. And I don't even sell vitamin C or folic acid. The point is, you just need sunlight. There's big studies about how sunlight makes you healthier and creates different chemicals in the body, not just vitamin D and things like that, where it actually creates nitrous oxide and weight loss. And, I mean, look, plants need it. We need it as well. We don't have photosynthesis, but we've got other metabolic things that are happening. So that's some of the positive news. And every day, I have little health alerts where I mention different positive things that are going on, positive things that are totally game changers that people should be aware of and understand. But less screen time, more time outside, more time listening to radio boosts IQ because you have to image what you're hearing. Reading boosts overall cognitive ability. It is all this watching and this, you know, mindless garbage. Now, if you're actually watching something but clicking on it and doing things, it's not as negative, but still not as good as just reading or actually, you know, going out to the lake, taking a swim, doing whatever. So just be positive, folks. I'm not being negative, exposing all this corruption. It's very it's very negative to ignore what's going on. I'm going to hand the baton to Anthony Gucciardi, Joe Biggs, and so much more today. Infowars.com is the tip of the spear. God bless you all.
There it is, Alex Jones with the message he just recorded before the show. And look, I'm Anthony Gucciardi. I'm excited to always be invited on to host the show. And what Alex is talking about is the reality that we have all of the answers presented to us. We know the actual core issues. We know the solutions. We know what's actually going on, but we get pushed back. The system is designed, call that what you will, whether it's these, you know, political establishment system, it's the politicians that are feeding into the establishment, to push back away from the core issues, from the core realities, and shift you into a state of mind where you're focused on the things that don't matter, so we don't talk about the core issues. But today, if you're receiving this transmission, I've got good news for you. I'm done with that, and I'm going to talk about the core issues. I'm going to talk about some of the big news, like the Canadian fire that threatens to double in size, 80,000 devastated residents. We're going to talk about John Kerry says to prepare for a borderless world and what he said about Trump, the opposition leader in Venezuela assassinated. Hillary Clinton demonstrated gross negligence, according to a former FBI agent. And here's an interesting one that you're not going to hear about also. Court orders man to forfeit nearly $20,000 despite no criminal charges, and prosecutors attempt to dismiss case. So that's just some of the news. We've got a lot of news. You're not going to see it, certainly, on the mainstream media, and you're not even going to see it on some of the other big websites because I really scraped and found a lot of good stuff. So I'm Anthony Gucciardi. This is the Alex Jones Show. Stay right there. We're going to get to the core issues, and Joe Biggs is going to come and join us and show us what he found at the anti-Trump rally.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on Auto Ship, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new Auto Ship feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on Auto Ship. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for Auto Ship.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At Best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You can run on for a long time.
This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Anthony Gucciardi, and we've got Joe Biggs coming up later in the show to come talk about what he saw at the anti-Trump rally up in Oregon. But first, you know, I was in an Uber last night, which may have been my last Uber ever in Austin, because Austin passed Proposition 1, or declined it, rather, and what happened is Uber and Lyft have now said that they're going to leave Austin forever, and at least until the act is repealed, the proposition is repealed. But the point is, I'm in an Uber, and the driver is talking about politics, okay? It's probably a first bad sign, but I decide to engage, right? We have a little chat. And we're talking about taxes. So he says, you know, I really like the fact that Bernie wants to tax the upper class and the millionaires and the billionaires and the corporations because, man, they don't pay their fair share, right? And I said, okay, well, tell me more about that. And he goes, well, I like some of the stuff that Trump says, but he's a flat-out racist. We'll get to that in a second. So on the tax thing, though, I said, well, what do you mean? You know, why do you like that the so-called rich people that are making $200,000+ a year are getting taxed more? And he goes, well, they don't pay their fair share, and I have to pay taxes, and I don't like it, and my taxes are too high, and I pay too much tax every year. And I said, man, you know what's funny? We talked about that for a little bit, and I said, you know, we talked about how basically 50% of Americans don't even pay taxes. I mean, you know how many people just don't even pay taxes? They make plenty of money. They don't even pay it. But besides all that debate, I realized, man, we're debating something that is worthless because we already lost. If we're in that debate on who's going to pay the extra tax, the trillions in tax, we're already lost. If you're listening right now and you're talking to somebody, you've talked to someone in the past about this debate, who's going to pay the tax? You already lost. We already lost the debate. We already lost hope. You know why? Because the core issue has been pushed back. The core issue isn't who's going to pay the extra tax. It's why are we paying the tax to the bloated system that is spending billions on junk? That is the core issue. And I want to talk about that. We've been pushed back from core issues deeply, deeply. We've been pushed back from all of the root causes of everything. From the political system to the health system, everything. You know, instead of addressing these problems, like, well, gee, instead of who will pay the tax, what about all the no mention of what the government's spending it on? I've got some lists here to give you a friendly reminder. Things like, you know, so this is just a silly article, 7 of the wackiest examples of wasteful government spending. And this is a funny one. One of them is the National Institute of Health Center for Alternative and Complementary Medicine spent $387,000 to study the effects of Swedish massage on rabbits. It's useful stuff. This is a good one. The Natural Science Foundation granted more than $200,000 to a research project that is trying to determine how and why Wikipedia is sexist. Well, gee, that sounds like a good expenditure, and we can talk about how we're also pushed into political correctness every 5 seconds. National Institutes of Health also did a study to see if mothers love dogs as much as they love kids. They didn't even get the results, and it cost $371,000. You see where I'm going with this. $800,000 on an app for a food fight app. Some of the other stuff, $76 million to round up wild horses, $7.8 million on interior conferences, Department of Interior, $10,000 DOJ pizza party. That makes sense. $11 million private jets for DOJ political appointees. But who's going to pay the extra taxes for all this? We got to have the pizza parties. We got to see what happens when those rabbits get their little massage. When they come in after a long day, they need that sweetest massage. And who's going to pay for it? The rich got to pay for it. Wait a minute. You want the rich people to pay all their money to the Federal Reserve, and you're mad at them. Because they're bad. They're not paying for the rabbit massages. They're not paying for the pizza parties. They're not paying for the fraudulent bank accounts. They're just giving money and all the IRS fraud and everything. How dare they? We lost, my friends, if we're on that debate. We lost. Meanwhile, 10 of the biggest companies pay no taxes because they're losing so much money on paper. Verizon Communications, $19.8 billion in profits, but their effective tax rate is -3.8%. And they gave money to pretty much everybody. Just a few more here. I mean, think about this, really. General Electric made $19.6 billion. Their tax rate is -18%. Because you know what? They lost a lot of money. On paper, they didn't make a dime. They lost so much money, they had to get refunds. Apache, Boeing made $14 billion, and their effective tax rate was -5.5%. So another reason... We're not allowed to talk about where the money goes. We're not allowed to talk about the Federal Reserve System, which is private. We're not allowed to talk about the gross misspending of billions. We're not allowed to talk about anything. We're just allowed to debate what they let us. What the political establishment comes out and starts throwing at us, then we can debate on that, like little crumbs at the dinner table instead of a big juicy steak, which is the core issue. And, you know, we're also forced to talk about political correctness. Because notice also they spent $300,000 or whatever it was to see if Wikipedia was sexist. And that's fine. Because when you start talking about the real things we're talking about right now, no. You must only talk about the political correctness and the weird system that's in it. Meanwhile, the politicians are going to go out and talk about, John Kerry says, to prepare for a borderless world during Trump jab. Secretary of State John Kerry told graduating students to prepare for a borderless world Friday during a commencement speech at Northeastern University. Kerry criticized the idea of using a wall to protect the country's porous southern border. As many of you were in elementary school when you learned the toughest lesson of all on 9/11. There are no walls big enough to stop people from anywhere, tens of thousands of miles away, who are determined to take on their own lives while they target others. He talked about a borderless world. So, you know, they're talking about serious foreign policy things that they want to integrate and big changes they want to bring to the planet, and we're stuck on whether or not Wikipedia has a war on women. Don't think so. I think that's not good. So my goal here on this show, and if you're listening, you're part of the resistance, is to get back to the core problems and to reset our focus and to remind ourselves, you know, maybe we should talk about real news. How about this? Court orders man to forfeit nearly $20,000 despite no criminal charges, and the prosecutor attempted to dismiss the case. The judge even said it was wrong. He even said this is baloney, but they still took it anyway. And that happens. An Arkansas Court of Appeals on Wednesday upheld civil forfeiture of almost $20,000 taken from a man during a traffic stop, even though he was never charged with a crime and prosecutors had previously attempted to dismiss the case. Back in July 2013, his name is Guillermo Espinoza, was traveling with his girlfriend to Texas when they were pulled over by the Arkansas State Police. During the stop, a drug dog alerted to the computer bag, and inside, police found $19,894 in cash, which they promptly seized. No contraband was found during the stop. Excuse me, sir, the dog barked at absolutely nothing. I'm going to have to open that bag. And I guess they were traveling, moving or something, and they brought some cash. And the cops take the money, steal it. They took the money with no contraband in sight and nothing. That is how it works now. And amazingly, it's in here how much they took. It says an Institute for Justice report found that between 2000 and 2014, Arkansas law enforcement agencies seized more than $80 million in cash and 9,500 vehicles. That is enough to make me not want to even drive through Arkansas. $80 million in cash? What? For doing nothing. And they appealed it. And they said, no, sorry. He was past the appeal time after the initial judge said, no, you have no case. So that's what happens now. You don't even have drugs in your car. You just get stopped. And if the dog barks because it has to go to the bathroom, you just have to seize all your cash. That's what happens, I guess. But on the good side of things, it's not going to be all about how everything's horrible. There's a lot of good news, too. And the truth is, though, highlighting this stuff is the positive response. Highlighting what's going on empowers you to make better decisions and not get caught up in the stupid debate on who's going to pay the taxes when billions are being flushed down the toilet, or the political correctness stuff when real things are going on. So I'll tell you what, we're about to head to a break here, but we're going to talk about scientists discover the first ever safe way to send medication to the placenta, and it could avoid and end premature births. Some pretty interesting news, and a lot more about Hillary Clinton, gross negligence in handling classified information. Joe Biggs is going to come talk about what he saw at the anti-Trump rally in Oregon. I'm Anthony Gucciardi. This is the Alex Jones Show, Power Packed. Stay tuned. A lot more coming. We'll be right back after this break.
Just for commandos. Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds, light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.